This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient's first name is Mary, M-A-R-Y. Middle name is Claire, C-L-A-R-E. Last name is Yates, Y-A-T-E-S. Date of birth is 8-9-1937. Date of evaluation is 2-8-2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, depression, comma, medication review, history of present illness. This is an 85 years old female who was referred to our service for management of her cognitive impairment. Depression period. Patient is a poor historian. She could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement here except, quote, I had no place to live, unquote. Patient is a nun. And apparently lived in the commune period. She admits to a history of depression, anxiety, and reports that she was under care of Dr. Dumlao, D-U-M-L-A-O, in Dearborn, Michigan. Period. Patient could not recall what kind of medication she took. Her chart indicates that she was admitted here on Zoloft 100 mg twice a day and Donepezil 5 mg HS. Period. She claims that in the past she had suicidal thoughts but denied any psychiatric hospitalizations or attempts to harm self. She reports that she does not have any family left and reports that four of her siblings have passed away from Rh factor incompatibility. Period. Patient thought it's January 2022. She knew Biden as a president, but could not recall who the governor of Michigan is. She could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Peter Staff reports that she has had several falls and overall has significant physical debility. She's unable to walk and needs assistance for ADL care. Period. Patient talked about wanting to go outside to get fresh air. Period. She denied any paranoia or persecutory delusions or hallucinations at this time. Period. No history of hypomanic or manic symptoms. Period. No history of OCD or PTSD. Period. Next paragraph, review system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, history of falls, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Patient was under care of Dr. Dumlao, D-U-M-L-O-A-O, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied prior receive psychiatric hospitalization, denied prior receive suicide attempts, denied social history, current relationship, never married, number of children, none. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, vehicle form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and average medical history, see medical history as reported in chart. Surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied, next paragraph, current medications, Zoloft, 100 milligram BID, and Aricept 5 milligram HS, next MAR reviewed, next paragraph, blood pressure 128 over 86, pulse 76, respiration 18, next paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting on a wheelchair, speech, slowed, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought process, periods of confusion, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self only, memory, recent, impaired, patient could recall 1 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention, concentration, impaired, frontal knowledge, limited judgment and insight, poor, sleep and appetite, fair, next paragraph under assessment and plan, Alzheimer's disease unspecified G30.9. Number 2, dementia and diseases classified elsewhere without behavioral disturbance F02.80. Number 3, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0. Plans continue Zoloft, which she has been taking for a long time. However, I would recommend a decrease in Zoloft dose to 50 mg in the morning, 100 mg p.m. in an attempt to minimize use of psychotropic medications and to decrease risk of any potential falls from SSRIs. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Notify our service for any persistent mood changes, medication adverse effects. Period, encourage patient to participate in activities and socialization with others. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99327. Under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above check all benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.